This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Cave Hill campus staff back on the job. A strike ends after campus management promises to meet their pay demands. A UWI finance expert sees continued strong recovery of the Barbados economy based on the latest central bank report. The central bank governor speculates the upcoming Cricket World Cup could provide a big economic boost and create jobs. The DLP president again complains about the level of national debt. A Saharan dust cloud warned of by the Met Office creating respiratory challenges. Mixed views among social media bloggers about new cybercrime laws. UNICEF warns of what it calls a profound humanitarian crisis in Haiti. Good afternoon. I am Crystal J. Paul. The details just ahead. Workers at the University of the West Indies Cave Hill campus are back on the job. The campus staff went on strike this week over pay demands and picketed the compound, declaring no money, no work. The Cave Hill employees insisted that they were entitled to the pay increase, as well as the one-off $1,500 payment granted government workers. The university employees were briefly off the job on Tuesday and went fully on strike yesterday, while this morning students turning up for classes found the classrooms locked. But later this morning, General Secretary of the Barbados Workers Union, Tony Moore, informed the scores of striking university employees that UWI management had agreed to pay today the $1,500 lump sum, and also promised that the salary increase and any related money due would be included in their next monthly paycheck.
The most recent, if I cut through all the exchanges that happened throughout the night, literally, this morning we were able to receive from the university its commitment that the lump sum payment of $1,500, which is owed to staff, would be paid today. And that's on the union's request. And that all other retroactive sums will be applied in the payroll for this month. So on the basis of that, the workers, in keeping with the union's commitment that once our demand was met, the workers will go back in. The workers are now in the process of resuming duty.
Ms. Moore warns that the university workers will resume industrial action tomorrow if the promised payment is not made today.
It's only on the basis of the commitment that classes are allowed today, and we hope that the university makes good on its commitment, because tomorrow is Friday, and if the payments do not reach the bank today, then we will have to contemplate. In fact, I've asked the staff to meet me here, our members to meet me here tomorrow morning at 7 if those payments are not complete. But I have every belief that the university, having gone through the ordeal of fracturing the trust, that they will do everything that they have to do to make good on their most recent promise to the workers of the university.
General Secretary of the Barbados Workers Union, Tony Moore. A UWI finance expert believes the central bank's review of the economy for 2023 shows that the country has regained its macroeconomic stability. The bank reported economic growth of 4.4% last year and predicts a growth of 3.5 to 4% for this year. Pro Vice Chancellor and Principal of UWI Five Islands, Professor Justin Robinson, says the review shows that the island's public finances have improved.
This indicates to me, and I feel comfortable saying, that macroeconomic stability has returned to Barbados after the relatively long period of macroeconomic instability, where we had growing debt to GDP, falling foreign exchange reserve, and we had relatively large government deficit. That has certainly been reversed, and I think that's largely due to the implementation of the PERT program and the skillful execution and management of that. Where I say we are at a point where we are back to macroeconomic stability, and that's an important achievement.
Pro Vice Chancellor and Principal of UWI Five Islands, Professor Justin Robinson, in the lunchtime edition. The Central Bank of Barbados expects the T20 Men's World Cup being hosted here will give the economy a significant boost. The bank's governor highlights the benefits of previous similar events hosted here.
When we do the analysis and everything, it's not exact science. If you look in 2007, April, we had about 14,000 tourists more than the few years, April. And that was when we had the World Cup. And then, again in 2010, we had the T20, I think. And that brought in another 7,000 tourists in that month alone. So our analysis would suggest we can get a significant bounty from the tourism from the World Cup cricket being held here. We have been conservatively including some of those estimates in our projection for the end of the year.
He believes growth in 2024 might even exceed the predicted 4%. Democratic Labour Party President Dr. Ronnie Yearwood is concerned about the size of the national debt. Speaking via the party's social media platform, Dr. Yearwood said he does not think the full picture is being presented with regards to the debt.
Because the reality is we are at this moment having some of the largest and the highest debt in terms of foreign debt. But the governor is trying to play that down in terms of moving the goalposts. The reality is this government has borrowed more foreign debt than any government of recent history in Barbados. And that debt rate has gone up faster than any other government.
President of the Democratic Labour Party, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood. A number of bloggers have mixed views on government's announcement to amend legislation to clamp down on people spreading misinformation on social media. Minister of Industry, Innovation, Science and Technology, Marsha Cadle, speaking during Parliament on the cybercrime bill, stressed people will be fined thousands of dollars or imprisonment in an effort to address this issue. However, social media blogger Omar Watson tells Starcom Network News he believes this is an attempt by government to prevent people's freedom of speech. He wants Barbadians to speak up against this legislation.
We live in an era where freedom of information is paramount. I think it's another effort by the government to suppress the what they call the bloggers. And just an attempt on them to continue to control the narrative. Most of the news that I see bloggers commenting on and rating on and posting on and doing videos and stuff on is actual issues that Barbadians are dealing with on a daily basis, are actual factual information that is out there. Because a lot of things only happens now when bloggers talk about it. But for you to bring a legislation now to restrict the freedom of people to talk about issues in Barbados, all Barbadians need to stay up to their rights and let the politicians know that this Muslim
That social media blogger Omar Watson, influencer David D2 Davis is in agreement with this legislation. Pharmacists report an increase in people seeking medications for asthma, congestion, and other respiratory challenges as a result of the Saharan dust haze that has been affecting Barbados over the past day. Yesterday, Barbados Meteorological Services issued a dust haze alert for Barbados that was due to expire at noon today. Manager of El Bethel Pharmacy, Lloyd Burrows, is seeing more people seeking medication.
Yes, I think we have seen an increase. The increase of the dust would cause problems with sinuses, asthma. And we have seen an increase, you know, with people making sure they have the inhalers, especially asthmatics, and sinus congestion. We've seen an increase with nasal sprays and, you know, antihistamines that would help, and decongestants. So, yes, I would say we have seen an increase.
Manager of El Bethel Pharmacy, Lloyd Burrows. Lifeline Barbados, the Ministry of Health and Wellness's new support hotline, is officially operating from today. A release from the ministry says that people struggling with emotional challenges and who want to seek help can call the hotline and speak to trained personnel. Government says the hotline will provide information, emotional support, and crisis intervention. And finally, UNICEF warns that the escalated armed violence in Haiti has triggered a profound humanitarian crisis. UNICEF said at least 170,000 children are now displaced, double the number from last year, amid a surge in gang-led killings and kidnappings, sexual violence, and a severe food crisis. UNICEF representative for Haiti, Bruna Mays, said children and families are enduring relentless waves of brutal violence, with each day bringing new horrors, the loss of loved ones, homes being destroyed by fire, and an ever-present shadow of fear. Recapping the headlines. Cave Hill campus staff back on the job. A strike ends after campus management promises to meet their pay demands. A UWI finance expert sees continued strong recovery of the Barbados economy based on the latest central bank report. The central bank governor speculates the upcoming Cricket World Cup could prevent a big economic boost, thus could provide a big economic boost and create jobs. The DLP president again complains about the national debt. The level of the national debt. A Saharan dust cloud warned of by the Met Office creating respiratory challenges. Mixed views among social media bloggers about new cybercrime laws. And UNICEF warns of what it calls a profound humanitarian crisis in Haiti. That was the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network Inc. is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.